Since we can't stand dead air, all these videos that have been projected, you can get those for a mere $20 at the sales table down there. If there are any left, there are two kinds. The one we've mostly been showing is called dobsodiliestases. And I think there was only one down there when I last looked, but I can sell the one we're showing. There was another, the other one which I'm about to put on is called Cyclodelius. I can't even pronounce it. But it's got a purple cover. And there's one or two of those down there too. They're really good for toilet training. If you have an infant, little children learn to go to the toilet by looking at a picture of Bob. I know that sounds ridiculous, but we have many testimonies to prove it. And by the way, I just became a grandfather for the first time. If only I could have brought that little... It's a little hairy yeti. He's only about this big. He's completely covered in hair. His arms are much longer than his legs. He's what we call Stang model number 3. And I hope we can bring him to a revival someday and launch him. He's really cute. I actually thought about, as a concept, I thought, maybe I should, instead of going through all of our 3 books, taking out 58 pages of the best one-liners and then compressing them down to a new Subgenius 101 rant, maybe I should just show slides of my new grandson. That's what I was afraid of. I was afraid that some people just wouldn't have quite the same interest in the little type as I did. But you'll see if you ever have offspring. But the one thing, friends, look, everybody's horny. And if you find a way to use a human sexually, by all means, go ahead and do it. But please don't impregnate the thing, or don't let it impregnate you. Marry a subgenius. You can use the humans for sex, but please don't reproduce with them. We mustn't sully the seed. Oh shit. Okay, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. No! Oh.